Dr. Lawrence White of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, on why they support Issues Etc.
Our Savior in Houston has deliberately included Issues Etc. as a significant part of our outreach ministry, and we regard every dollar that we've committed to this ministry is a dollar well spent in the extension of the kingdom of God, the proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the demonstration that our Lord Jesus is not irrelevant to what's going on in the culture, that our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history, and Issues Etc. is in the forefront of that movement.
To find out how your congregation can support this worldwide outreach, visit the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and look for the Issues Etc. 300. It's time to play Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon here on Issues Etc. We always like to end every week this way when we can. A little review of what we've been talking about and a chance for you to pick a soundbite as Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite of the Week means that you found in one of these soundbites something you find remarkable, you agree with it, or maybe you disagree with it. It's the kind of thing that when you hear it, you say, I have to hear that again, or I want someone else to hear it. For whatever reason that may be, that's a soundbite of the week. Now, we arrive at soundbite of the week by you listening and then voting. 1-877-623-6943. Those who vote via the phone get to go first. 1-877-623-MYIE. You can email your votes to us right here in the studio in real time. talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at @issuesetc, or you can vote for soundbite of the week at our Facebook fan page. We get that in real time too. facebook.com/issuesetc. Remember to tell us where you're listening and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback@issuesetc.org, or facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first this week, soundbite number one, Rick Warren's quid pro quo, God.
When God blesses someone, it's based on his power and your trust and obedience to what he tells you to do. We don't deserve it. Now, that's an obvious one. He's not holding back. He's waiting on you. He will bless your life if, and here's the big condition, if you do what he says. God says, if you do this, I will do this. If you obey me, I will bless you. You're not waiting on God. God's waiting on you to fulfill the conditions so he can bless your life. There's a condition for every promise. God says, I will bless everything you do if you will meet these conditions. If I study and do his word. If I participate in fellowship. If I share the good news. If I tithe my income. If I help others in need. If I meet with him daily. And this is your choice. Are you going to be blessed or stressed? There's no blessing for knowing. There's only blessing for doing. I'm going to do the daily devotion. I'm going to come and I'm going to hear for all. I'll help out with our food pantry. And I'll help our in the city. And I'm going to be in a small group. I'll attend a vision. Now, all this presupposes that you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you don't do that, it doesn't really matter because the Bible says all the promises of God are yes in Jesus. It's because of what he did for us.
All right, that's a montage of Rick Warren on his quid pro quo God. Should it be soundbite of the week this week? 1-877-623-MYIE, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number two. It's Colleen Carroll Campbell, recently on the program, answering the question, has the sexual revolution liberated women?
A growing number of young women are saying yes, that's what it means to be liberated. To be liberated is, for them at least, to imitate boys behaving badly, to be as crass and as callous about sexual matters as the most, you know, unrepentant cad on campus. And to be so proud of it, in fact, that in the case of this particular woman, you publish online all of your exploits. You know, how these women are going to feel, though, about this behavior in 5, 10, 15 years is, I think, going to be the real test of whether this is liberating. And I think we all know it's not going to be nearly as liberating as they were hoping. In fact, of course, anything published on the internet sort of lives forever, and they're probably going to have a lot of explaining to do when they do find Mr. Right as opposed to Mr. Right Now, and have to tell him why they shared these kind of details and this kind of grotesque commentary on all of their escapades with the whole world.
All right, that's soundbite number two. Should it be soundbite of the week? Call us and vote, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email right here in the studio and vote. Talk back at issuesetc.org or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from famous atheist Christopher Hitchens. He's answering the question. He's been diagnosed with cancer. Does he now consider the concept of God now that he has cancer?
I do resent, always have resented, the idea that it should be in some way be assumed that now you may be now that you may be terrified, say, or miserable, or as it might be depressed. Surely now would be a perfect time for you to abandon the principles of a lifetime. I've always thought this to be rather a repulsive mode of approach, and there's a disgusting history of people either attempting to inflict deathbed conversions on people like Thomas Paine in their extremity, or making up lies about it afterwards, as they did about Charles Darwin and many others. That I find wholly contemptible. But it's only vestigially implied in my case. Surely I ought to think more about these things now than I would anyway. No, not at all. I already thought about them a great deal. Thanks all the same.
All right, that's soundbite number three. Remember, you can pick a soundbite for soundbite of the week, even when you disagree with it. That's a good reason for picking a soundbite of the week. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. And the best vote this week gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. Get ready to vote. Here's soundbite number four, Dr. Dan Gard talking about Jesus' sinful ancestry.
In the incarnation, all the children of Adam are going to be redeemed by this one who is not a pure-blooded Israelite and does not come from some sort of a family where every member of his ancestry was this ideal, perfect person. Not at all. Even his great ancestor, David, was a man with great failings, but also a man who came to the Lord, his God, with repentance and was always given the word of forgiveness. And it is his son, Jesus, who bears that same genetic pattern, who comes to us with that word of forgiveness. No matter who we are, no matter what our ancestry is, and I'm not sure I want to know what all my ancestors did. There's probably some horse thieves and others back there, just like everybody else. But nonetheless, that's my flesh, and that's the flesh that our Lord and Savior took upon himself in the incarnation to become one of us and redeem us all.
All right, that was soundbite number four. It's time to vote for soundbite of the week. This break coming up is a great opportunity for you to do that. We'll take your votes, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. We're playing Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, October the 15th. When we come back, we'll take your votes. Which should it be? Soundbite number one, Rick Warren's quid pro quo God, a little montage of Pastor Warren on how he thinks God deals with us and why he thinks God blesses us. Or should it be soundbite number two, Colleen Carroll Campbell answering the question, has the sexual revolution liberated women or really only made things worse for women? Soundbite number three, Christopher Hitchens, famous atheist, saying he doesn't really consider God even now that he has cancer. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Dan Gard on the sinful ancestry of Jesus. It's soundbite of the week. Your votes on the other side of the break. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Thursday doesn't even start. Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
Does your circuit hold circuit convocations? One of the weak links in our current polity is the absence of this type of gathering for the laity and a lack of laity participation. The CLCC believes part of the problem is time, a lack of time to prepare good materials. The CLCC has begun a new program to repackage select seminar lessons into 1 to 2 hour presentations, great for circuit convocations. For more information, contact Carrie Anderson at theclcc.org. theclcc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Well, it's Friday afternoon, the 15th of October. Time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, phone callers get top priority in the votes. That just means they get to go first because they're waiting on the line. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can also vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first this week on his cell phone, Steve is on the line. Hi, Steve.
Hey. Well, I'm kind of a quandary. I'm not sure between Hitchens and Rick Warren who to pick because I get both of them are I find them completely disagreeable, but I find the no gospel of Hitchens more palatable than the false gospel of form of karma that Rich Warren. So I'm going to vote for Rick Warren because I find that more distasteful.
Well, thank you very much, Steve, and thanks for listening. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org, or you can always vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Thomas in Alma, Michigan says, number one, Rick Warren, I'm creating a church for people who don't like church, says Warren. If receiving blessings from God was dependent on us, he would not have had to come in the flesh to live and die in our place. There's nothing more gospel-destroying than that little word, if. If Rick Warren knew the gospel, he wouldn't dare use if in his preaching. There were an awful lot of ifs in there, weren't they, in that montage of Rick Warren's quid pro quo gospel. Almost the definition of quid pro quo. Via Facebook, Robert in Castle Rock, Colorado says, Dr. Gard is the man. I have to stick with the Old Testament guy on this one. Thank you very much for listening in Colorado, Robert. Frank in Raleigh, North Carolina says, my vote is for Rick Warren's soundbite, but certainly not because I agree with it. Watching Warren is sort of like watching a slow-motion car crash. As he moves closer and closer to Joel Osteen's prosperity gospel that turns God into a puppet on a string based on our whims and desires, Warren can keep his conditional good news and blessings. I want a gospel that has Jesus running the verbs. Very well put, Frank. Thank you very much, and thanks for listening in North Carolina. Plenty of times for your vote. 1-877-623-6943. Facebook.com at issuesetc. or talk back at issuesetc.org. Matt in Indiana says, number one, we don't deserve God's blessings, and yet they come only as the result of our obedience to him. And that is exactly what Rick Warren was saying. If the gospel knows no ifs, Jesus got honorable mention, but it was the Christian and not the Christ who was preached. Let's no longer put up with that. Thank you very much, Matt in Indiana. Excellent vote. Our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October, since it is Reformation Month, is all about the Lutheran Reformation. It's called Lutheranism 101. You listen to something like Rick Warren's soundbite and you say, wow, he seems to give honorable mention to Jesus, but then he makes it all about our obedience. All this stuff gets sorted out, believe it or not, in the 16th century Reformation. And you can read all about it and about the theology of Lutheranism in Lutheranism 101. It's the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call and order Lutheranism 101 from Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. This vote comes from Kim in Spokane Valley, Washington. The sermon sounded like something a coach would say before sending his players back into the game. On Sunday, our day of rest, I want and need so badly to hear good news in the form of the gospel, not more work to be done. Just listen to him steal away my peace, reminding me I'm not good enough, but presenting me with no solution. The question, who will save me from this body of death? The Apostle Paul answered, Christ Jesus. Pastor Warren tells me that I must do it myself. Despair, says Kim, and thank you for that vote, Kim. This one comes from Jason in Cedar Park, Texas. He says, thanks to Rick Warren for his preaching of the law. Unfortunately, he stops short of the gospel. Thanks, but no thanks. I fail at this, not just some of it, but all of it. I need Christ crucified for the wicked. A good illustration for pastors of what not to do. Jason, thanks for listening in Texas. That means that this week, Issues Etc. winner for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, according to your votes, is soundbite number one, Rick Warren and his quid pro quo God.
When God blesses someone, it's based on his power and your trust and obedience to what he tells you to do. We don't deserve it. Now, that's an obvious one. He's not holding back. He's waiting on you. He will bless your life if, and here's the big condition, if you do what he says. God says, if you do this, I will do this. If you obey me, I will bless you. You're not waiting on God. God's waiting on you to fulfill the conditions so he can bless your life. There's a condition for every promise. God says, I will bless everything you do if you will meet these conditions. If I study and do his word. If I participate in fellowship. If I share the good news. If I tithe my income. If I help others in need. If I meet with him daily. And this is your choice. Are you going to be blessed or stressed? There's no blessing for knowing. There's only blessing for doing. I'm going to do the daily devotion. I'm going to come and I'm going to hear for all. I'll help out with our food pantry. And I'll help in the city. And I'm going to be in a small group. And I'll attend a vision. Now, all this presupposes that you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you don't do that, it doesn't really matter because the Bible says all the promises of God are yes in Jesus. It's because of what he did for us.
All right, that's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Number one, Rick Warren's quid pro quo God. Let's see. I am going to, Matt in Indiana is going to be the one who gets the LPR bundle package. If you would email us with your shirt size and your mailing address, Matt, we will send out to you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted, who called, who emailed, and left their votes on the Facebook fan page this week during Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, consider making a tax-deductible donation this weekend. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234, LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks in advance, both for listening and for your continued support. Next week is a big week here on Issues Etc. It's Issues Etc. Reformation Week. This is what we're going to be doing next week. We're going to be talking about Sin and Grace, the Doctrine of Justification with Dr. Carl Fikancher. We're going to talk about the presence of God, the means of grace with Pastor Paul McCain. Dr. Scott Murray will join us to talk about the hiddenness of God, that is, the theology of the cross. We'll discuss the spirituality of ordinary life, vocation, and the sacred and the secular, two kingdom theology. Our guest for that, Dr. Stephen Hine, and Pastor Will Whedon will join us to talk about the Reformation and worship. All that next week during Issues Etc. Reformation Week beginning on Monday. So when you go to church this weekend, please invite your fellow parishioners to tune into Issues Etc. Reformation Week next week. That's Monday the 18th and all the days following Reformation Week here on Issues Etc. I think Pastor Warren's sermon, from which we derived our montage there for Soundbite of the Week, the winner, is a perfectly dreadful example of what we call mixing or mingling law and gospel. Jesus was in there. He did vaguely mention all that Jesus has done for us without getting into too many specifics. Notice where he was specific, though. He was very specific when he was giving you instructions as to what you have to do to meet the conditions for God's blessings. The law always wins when you mix law and gospel together. This is why God's word calls us to distinguish the two, to preach both in their proper place. The law, in all of its condemning power of us sinners. And the law does say, do this and you will live, don't do this and you will perish eternally. That's all the law has to say. And where does that leave you? It leaves you in need of a Savior who did it for you. Jesus isn't a footnote. He shouldn't be mentioned honorably. The gospel isn't about what you do to meet a condition so that God can bless you. The gospel is about God blessing you in spite of what you have done and only because of what Christ has done. And the blessings here, Pastor Warren so feebly underestimates how great God blesses us. The greatest blessing of all, His mercy and His forgiveness for sinners like us. And from His mercy flows all other blessings. And that mercy would not be ours. We would never know it were it not for only what Jesus has done for us. You see, you can take the Word of God and you can twist it so that it says, in fact, the opposite of what God wants it to say to sinners. What's the takeaway message from Pastor Rick Warren's sermon? Well, God's done everything He can do. He's waiting on you. Now you need to do what He requires of you, and then He'll fulfill His part of the obligation. But it really depends entirely upon you. Jesus, that's why God even considers blessing us, but that's not a real big deal. The takeaway message? It's up to you. That's not Christianity, folks. Christianity is about Christ, what He has done for you, His perfect life, His perfect obedience, His death, His resurrection, all for you and for me. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again next week. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.